leadings fit our teachability. But we all have the same leading about the same issue, perhaps, but often we don't. That's because Christ, our inner teacher, knows our teachability. The Spirit works with us where we are, within our own capacities for growth. Yes, God might stretch us, and we will probably feel such spiritual stretching most when we're led in a way that others are not. But as the psalmist says, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you for your own good, who leads you in the way you should go. You, in your way. God will not teach anyone else in your way. Everyone is taught differently. I turned 18 at the height of the Vietnam conflict. This meant I was supposed to register for the draft, which I did. Since I was a Quaker, I had the choice of signing up as a conscientious objector, but I couldn't. At that time, I was ambivalent about war. Four of my uncles served in the military, and my mother's father fought in the Spanish-American War. Yet I didn't feel led to that way. I had been accepted into college and knew that as long as I kept my grades up, I wouldn't have to decide whether or not to go to war for at least 4 years. So I registered and got my student deferment. My friend Bob Gosney, who I met in seminary a few years later, found his way opening very differently. After initially not registering for the draft, he registered and applied for conscientious objector status. He felt his participation in war went against his call to live in love and with nonviolence toward others, so he acted to keep himself out of the war. But Bob's application for CO status was denied, and he refused induction into the military. He didn't flee to Canada to avoid prosecution, but rather stayed and took his lumps. He found himself in federal district court facing a 5-year prison sentence and a $10,000 fine. However, the selective service system had the court case dismissed and reconsidered his application. He was found to be a conscientious objector and served 2 years of alternate service working at a state institution for mentally handicapped people. Mark Peterson, now my son-in-law, found way opening for him in a still different way. His draft lottery number was high enough that he was in no danger of being drafted. But he was raised Lutheran, and as he looked over his life's and faith's calls, he felt led to serve. This call is consistent with the two-kingdom theology. We are citizens of two kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of earth that sometimes needs to take up arms of his Lutheranism. So he joined the Air Force, where he served in Vietnam and then stayed in as a career military man. Mark, Bob, and I were all strongly religious. We each wanted to do what God called us to do, but we each saw a different way opening. Why was that? Was there one right way and one of us found it, while the other two messed up? No. Each way was the right way because we approached it with prayer, study, and a deep desire for God's leading. Each one of us was led by the light we'd been given.
Sacred Compass, The Way of Spiritual Discernment, and other books by Brent Bill are available at booksellers everywhere, or directly through paraclete.com. You can stay up to date with Brent by visiting his blog at holyordinary.blogspot.com. For information about Brent and his ministry of writing and speaking, visit him at brentbill.com.